Hello, innovators, and welcome back to HIQA, Human Innovation Questions Answered. This time, not live, it's a pre-recorded episode because I'm traveling. And when I'm traveling, I can't do live shows. So today, we're going to talk about how not to lead. And that has a little bit backstory. It's not answering questions in the usual way. It is a topic some people who know me since a couple of years know that I do that. I have started a file, and this file I think I have started early 2000s, which is a gathering of a lot of topics I don't want to do. I have had the pleasure in working in a lot of companies, working in a lot of small to extremely large organizations. The smallest was a 3 or 4 people company, the biggest was 500,000 plus employees. So just to give you a little bit of range where I've worked. And one of the things I've written down, because I've had so many managers and leaders connected to me, one part what I've written down is all the direct managers I've had and or the manager of my direct manager, because sometimes I've had relationships with them as well. And what I've written down, not specifically to the person's name, it's basically just a list of people. The other part I've written down since early 2000s is what I didn't like about the leadership I have seen. And today's episode is all about uncovering a little bit of these topics and why didn't I like it, plus how I would do things differently. So I've picked out around 10 topics out of the totality where we'll go through in this episode. And it's some fairly normal things, but I have seen that a lot of, especially the young leaders entering into this work world, maybe have never heard or have never had the possibility of doing a leadership training like I think everyone should do. So I'm covering a couple of basics, but as well a couple of very interesting topics that are a little bit wider. So let's start with topic number one. Topic number one I have written down was, I will not micromanage my team. And a big topic for me, because I hate micromanaging. I hate to be micromanaged. And I've had a manager, and I will not name any managers here. If there's any one of my previous managers, sorry if you feel hurt by mentioning anything which you think you have done. It's not personal. I love all of you. So it's micromanagement. I've had a manager that has micromanaged me extremely. I have always been in interesting positions, being responsible for either specific topics like projects or been responsible for, let's say, a location, a team, and so on. And I've had a manager when I was responsible for a very broad topic, ranging over a country, where I've had a manager that was detailing everything I should be doing and basically taking all responsibilities from me, or the idea was not taking the responsibilities from me, but the action was like, hey, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Can you please put me in copy and emails here? I was spending a lot of time in answering questions, which for me are basic questions a manager above my level, at least at that time, should not ask. And one of the topics is really about what I want to give in this conversation today, conversation with myself, how not to do this. So micromanagement is a big topic, and I see this still a lot. Number one is trust the people you have in your team. If you don't trust your people, there's something fundamentally wrong in your organization or in your confidence for yourself. If you're not confident enough to trust your employees, you will have a challenge. That means you have the challenge of not letting them go. You should have people who are hired because they can do a specific job. If you have given them a job they can't do, you need to help them. But that doesn't mean that you need to micromanage them. Of course, depending on which level of the organization you work, you might require, or you are required to go sometimes a little deeper than in other jobs. But it's all about helping your employees, helping your colleagues to succeed. It's not about micromanaging. So please, whoever is out there starting your journey inside of a leadership role where people are reporting to you, please focus on not micromanaging, helping people to succeed by delegating them the role they have and enabling them to take decisions themselves. Don't do that. Another topic I have here, I will not jump in and solve every problem. That's a bit related to micromanagement, but in my case, all the topics I have today are related to different managers. I've had a manager who always thought that this person knows better than everyone else. So it was the person that knows everything. I believe this person didn't know everything at that time. Like at least every leader and myself, I don't know everything. So it's all about, can you work with your team in a different way? But for me, it was the difficult part for me was there's a manager who is delegating you a task, a responsibility in a specific way, and then coming up with the solution. So it was for me just, hey, you execute my solution and my will, basically, which didn't empower me at all. And it was not fun to work for that because I wasn't able to use all my knowledge to solve the problems. It was always about do it in an exactly way I give you the answer towards and let me alone with the rest. So one of the things I decided for myself, I will not do that. I will give people the chance to solve their problems themselves. If they ask me to give them a solution, I will not give them the final solution. I will ask them questions on how they can get closer to the solution if I believe I have an answer to that solution. But that also means, at least in my experiences, leading people in a way that they can do mistakes, enabling them to do mistakes, and that will help them to grow. And it's not about let them do very major mistakes that harm themselves or harm the company. It's more about let them do smaller mistakes where they can learn from. Next topic is, I will not be a tank / asshole. I've had a manager who was like a tank, was kind of pushing throughout the organization, was having a lot of fights with everyone in the organization, was, and I'm now laughing because looking backwards, it's truly fun, but it's so long time ago that I can laugh about it. At that time, it was very, very difficult to work with a manager like that. This person was not like that to me, but was basically creating a lot of tension in the organization. So the whole team that was working with that manager was attacked from the rest of the organization. So for me, it's truly about, it's like, how can you be as nice as possible? And that doesn't mean that you need to be nice to everyone in the organization, because you have a role to fulfill and you have a direction to deliver towards something. But that means, how can you be nice with people? How can you create an environment where people accept, even if you are saying something that is not nice in their opinion, because maybe you are against some specific topic or some of the decisions they have taken, or you are arguing on topics, you can still do that in a nice way. Because what I've seen, basically every department, you could say, in an organization has a brand. Every department has a kind of aura of how are they perceived from the rest of the organization. This manager at that time has hurt this department and the topic we have worked with so badly that it took us years to repair that. So we got a new manager afterwards, and this manager was completely differently, was more engaging, more empowering, and as well was more working with the rest of the organization. But it took a while until the total organization was understanding, and we wasted a lot of time. So it was completely inefficient from the leader to do that. It was more about the manager who was like that was more about, how can I build my power as fast as possible in this organization, and how can I stay in my position because I'm the big boss. Yeah, it was not the nicest time, as you might imagine. Next topic I have, I will not be the grumpy manager. One of the nicest comments I ever got was when I was working in an IKEA store. That was in the mid-2000s, and I left then that position to be a regional manager afterwards. And one of the nicest compliments I got from a very senior person, even a manager in that store, was, "I've never seen you not laughing and smiling since you have been here, and thank you for that." So I think there's a lot to say to that. What I've experienced having a grumpy manager, and that manager was grumpy 90% of the time, just to give you a little bit. I've worked with that manager, I think, 1.5, 2 years, or reported to that manager 1.5, 2 years. And this manager was grumpy all the time. So yes, it was predictable from one perspective, but it was very hurting the team. Because you know, you go into an environment, and that was, we are now in a hybrid work environment, at least most of us. That was in the time where you need to be in the office, where you're having FaceTime with your manager every day. And then being in a grumpy environment every day didn't help the team to kind of be in a positive mood. It was only positive when the manager was not in the room, when the manager was on vacation. So one of the things I've put down in my list, I will not be the grumpy manager. And I hope that I succeed with this. Everyone who has ever reported to me, I'm pretty sure they can't at least say that I'm not the grumpy manager. Of course, not always super happy, but sometimes, or most of the time, I was happy and not the grumpy person. What else do we have? I will not shout at others. This is hilarious. I mean, in some company cultures, you can't even imagine, and some cultures as well, that a manager is shouting at you. But I have had it in the past, and that's, I think that's pre 2000s or early 2000s. I've had a manager that was shouting not just at me, but of course at me as well, and at others. For me, this is a no-go. If you don't have an argument, then you get louder, and it's not about who is the loudest who wins. So if you are a leader and you feel the not anxiety but the angriness inside of you leveling up, don't shout. Don't be a negative person. Step back and say, "Hey, I need a couple of minutes," and then go out of the room. Never ever shout. Shouting is the worst thing you can ever do. In a couple of country cultures in this world, you're done if you have ever done that. And for me, I have seen this. I don't know. I guess this person is still a manager today. I hope this person has changed. I have no interaction with that person anymore. But I highly recommend, if you ever are a leader or a manager, that's the worst thing you can do. Shouting at people is something I will definitely not accept. If I have this today in any form, someone shouting at me, I will not accept that, because that's a not human way. Another topic I have here is, I will not type while a person talks to me. That's a difficult one. And I sometimes see that with myself. You are in an environment, we're all hybrid right now, as I mentioned. You're having a conversation with someone on the screen or inside of the room, and you're kind of, you just got a quick idea of something, and then you start typing. It's very, very distracting if you are the other person. And I've had a manager, it was fun. At least thinking about it right now, it was an office environment. I was going to that manager, and it was not just one time, it was basically every day. I was going to that manager because I had an urgent information need, wanted to chat, wanted to talk, needed a decision, whatever it was. And this person was just typing, not looking at me, was just typing. And it's really funny if you imagine you are standing in front of someone who is ignoring you and is just typing. For me, if you are a leader, you are responsible for leading people. That means your number one priority is working with the people. It's not about answering emails, whatever you are typing. If you get towards your first leadership role, forget all the old school stuff. Focus on people as the number one thing. I always say it's 80-20. The 80% is that you work for your team members. You work for your team members. 20% is getting your job done. Because if you work for your team members, how many team members you have doesn't matter. You focus on empowering them to succeed. You are listening to them when they have a problem and really human care about what they have to say to you. You can take a pen and a paper and write something down. It's way better than typing. Worst case is phone in these days. We all see that at home when we're sitting on sofas with our spouses and friends. Someone is typing. It's not human. Specifically when you're a leader, don't do this. Don't engage with anything else than that person. And as I said, worst case, you take paper and pen and write something down. And the best case of doing that, hey, I just got an idea. I'm very, very sorry. I know that's not nice and polite. I just need to write it down, but I'm with you. This is fine. Being open and honest and say, I just got an idea, which I need to write down. I'm always trying not to lose the eye contact as well when I have an idea or whatever. I just try to blend it out and focus on the person. So I've had this bad example. I hope you're not having that, but I'm pretty sure one or two of you have that. So you can change that for yourself, and you don't need to be a manager to do that. I see it every day when I'm in an office environment that people are typing and listening. Same if you're on video calls and the camera is not on and you're not listening at all. What else do I have? Three left only. So it will be a short episode this time. Okay. I will not blame my team members in public. This is a very bad one. I've had a manager who was blaming team members in public, and not just team members in front of other team members, which is already bad, but team members in front of other teams and other managers. You can imagine how this person feels when your manager, who is responsible for what you're doing, or not what you're doing, but responsible for you from an organizational context, is blaming you in front of everyone else. It's already bad when you do that on a team level, but I've seen it in a wider context, which was a very, very large department with different teams in that department, and one manager was blaming a specific person in front of everyone. This is definitely something I will not accept today, which I didn't do at that time. I was too young and too insecure myself. I would stand up and say, hey, this is not the right way of doing it. And it doesn't matter if it's the CEO or president of the organization, I would stand up today. Stand up and say, this is not good to do this in this room, and that's not the right way of doing it. You can do that on a one-on-one level if you have feedback to a specific person on a specific topic, but don't do it in public. Very, very important. Specifically, one of the things I learned from one of my mentors is positive feedback you can give in public with the permission of that person. Negative feedback you always give in person. Not via email, not via text message, not via Teams, whatever tools you use. You give this in person. Worst case, it is a video call in a hybrid environment, but it's truly to be in person, one-on-one. Second last topic. I will not talk negative about people behind their back. That's also something that's a bit company culture. So there, in some company cultures, and worst case when it's done by the manager, I've had a manager who was doing this about a lot of people. About a lot of people. So you know that, okay, you're talking about negative about that person in front of me, towards me. So I can imagine that you do the same thing with others when I'm not there. And I said it once to a manager, and he was like shocked a little bit, like, okay, yeah, but I'm not doing it about you because of da 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 da. Doesn't matter. I truly believe if it's your habit that you talk bad about people, it's something you do with everyone. So if you are a manager, a leader, don't do this. You can have your own opinion about someone, but don't do this with other people. You have the responsibility and the leadership authority to destroy someone, to not destroy someone, sorry. So you need to be aware of what you're saying and how you're saying it. And it's very, very important for you as a leader to be cautious about how you say it and to whom you say it. And don't talk bad about people. You can, of course, criticize people. That's all fine, but not in a bad way. Last topics, and that's an obvious but not so obvious one. I will not wait too long to take decisions. I've had a couple of leaders, that's why I want to take it as a last topic, who have waited very, very, very long time to take decisions. Good ones and bad ones. Let's say bad ones of this person doesn't fit into our organization, into our team anymore, and that's why we need to let this person go from our company. Sometimes you have manager, and I've seen it quite a lot of times, that haven't taken decisions because it's a difficult decision. Myself included, I have once waited way too long, which was not a good thing for myself. It was not good for me because I was thinking way too much about it. It was consuming a lot of time, but it was even worse, not good for the person. If you are truly convinced that a person doesn't fit to your team, doesn't fit into your company context, let the person know. And I know there, depending where you are in this world, there are a couple of legal consequences on how you and ways of doing it. But important is being truly and honest and being on point and in time with this. It's super, super important to take decisions quickly as a manager. And or if we take positive decisions in the same way, take decisions so that people can do their own job, can follow up from what you gave them as input. Or you say to them, depending on what it is, I don't want to take this decision because I believe you can take it. That's then more the empowerment, because I see this quite often as well, that managers are taking decisions because they're just getting asked. Sometimes it's more about not taking a decision in this case, but then telling them, I'm not taking a decision because I believe you are better suited to take that decision. And that's also leadership, not taking decisions. But when it is your job to take decisions, specifically when you need to let go of people, when you need to change a couple of things, you do directional decisions for the total organization or for the department, depending on what leadership role you are, take decisions and don't wait too long. It's always good to take quick decisions. I mean, especially when you work in innovation. It's always better to take a quick decisions and then navigate and change over time rather than waiting too long. So that was a slightly different episode today, where I shared a couple of points from my huge list of how not to lead. If you have questions, please send them my way. You can find the email address on my website, which is jensheitland.com. And of course, there's always a link to all of it inside of the show notes. Thank you very much for this episode. Thank you very much for listening until the end. See you next time. Thanks for listening to today's episode. You will find the links and resources in the show notes of this episode. If you would like to support the podcast, the most impactful thing you can do is subscribing to the show on any of the podcasting platforms and give me a review. This will help me to reach more innovators around the world and bring some of you into the show. If you have any question to the guest or want to engage with me, feel free to reach out to me on social media and contact me there.